I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, August 27th. And Burns, let's begin with a big announcement by OSU yesterday at the state capitol.
You're exactly right, Kelly. Yesterday at the state capitol, we announced a $3.8 million six-year grant from the Oklahoma Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust, or TSET for short. It'll go a long way to improving rural health in our state, which is in desperate need of more physicians. We were pleased that Governor Fallon could join us. Of course, she is an OSU grad and is delighted, I'm sure, with this grant. As I say, it's $3.8 million over 6 years to create and sustain medical residency programs. You know, one of the tough things about improving the number of doctors or increasing the number of doctors in our state is that they have to do their residencies, and if the hospital already has residencies, you can't get any more. I don't know why, but that's the way they do it. But for those who don't have residencies, you can establish residencies, but the hospital or somebody else has to pay for the first 3 years' cost before the federal government steps in and starts paying for the residency. So this is very important to get these residencies established. There are six different hospitals, one in Ada, one in Ardmore, one in McAllister, one in Lawton, one in Norman, and there is also a program at Mercy in Oklahoma City. This will mean more primary care doctors and better access for the people living in those communities.
And the impact of this announcement, Burns, particularly may be felt in rural Oklahoma.
Well, it'll especially, as you've heard from the towns that I mentioned, it'll primarily be in rural Oklahoma. And that's really where a crying need is. I mean, we're near dead last in the United States in primary care physicians per capita. And that has a big impact on our population here. The importance of these rural residencies is that doctors tend to practice within a very near proximity to where they did their residency. So many of these doctors grew up in rural Oklahoma, and now they can go back to rural Oklahoma to do their residencies and then to practice there. And we think the bottom line will be a much better access, much greater number of primary care physicians, and therefore greater access. I do want to recognize and thank the TSET board who voted to make this grant. I think it's a really transforming event, and I think they showed great vision in approving this.
And on the Stillwater campus, Burns, OSU students preparing to showcase their creativity this coming semester.
There's a lot of creativity going on all around our campus, but especially at our Department of Theater, which has announced a four-production schedule for this fall. The students will be presenting four fun, family-friendly productions beginning in September with the production of What I Did Last Summer, a comedy set in 1945. And since I was born that year, I sure want to see that. Our students do an outstanding job. They present top-class theater, so I encourage everybody to go to the OSU homepage and buy some discounted season tickets to this year's season.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.